When you know that you are queer, but your favorite drink is beer, that's gayish. You can bottom without stopping, but you can't stand going shopping, that's gayish. Oh, gayish, you're probably gayish. Well, life's just too short for narrow stereotypes, so it's gayish. We're also gayish. It's gayish with Mike and Kyle.
Hello, everyone in the podcast universe. This is Gayish,
the podcast that hates unreliable guys with bleach blonde hair. You know, frosted flakes.
I love it. I love it so much because it's true.
Thanks. I sometimes when I'm laying in bed, I'm like, the podcast that this. And
that was one. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz.
And we're here to bridge the gap between sexuality and actuality. And today, hey, Kyle.
Hey, Mike.
Remind me what we're going to talk about.
Wait, let me think. Oh, it's like motorboating for your butt.
Yes.
I mean, it could be. Anyway, we're talking about rimming.
We're talking about rimming.
Analingus.
Analingus.
The lingual of the anal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like pretending your tongue is a dick.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, a couple things up front first.
But first.
Oh, but first.
Okay.
Patreon members, I want to thank.
Okay. Thank them.
Yeah, here you go. Tyler Webster.
Tyler Webster of the Dictionary family?
No, of Charlotte.
Oh.
Charlotte's Webster.
Yeah.
Steve Dupree. You, me, Stephen Dupree.
Yeah.
And Steve Buchanan.
James Buchanan, the president's great, great, great grandson, so he's probably also a faggot.
Yay. Hi, Steve. so thank you all. We appreciate you.
Thank you for being people that pay us money.
Thank you for being a money giver. Also,
that's
just
great.
Up top.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a correction.
No.
No.
I'm going to make a correction.
Well, I'm going to make a correction. Okay, you can go. Are you going to correct the same thing?
Is it about Hermione?
Yeah. Well, okay. I was the one that fucked it up, I'm going to correct it.
You're right. It only makes sense that you clean up your own shit.
Yeah. Rimming. Okay. Yeah, I said Hermione was half-blood, but she is not. She is muggle-born.
She's full-blooded shitbag.
She's a regular old boring human, except a wizard. I mean, okay, that not true. I'm going to get it even wronger after she is muggle-born. I'm just going to stick to that as what she is.
Muggle-born.
The most famous half-blood is Voldemort. So he was like, he's kind of like Hitler in the way of like hated half-bloods and muggle-born people. Even though he himself was half blood,
you know, he looks like he had some sort of bad plastic surgery. Like he's the Meg Ryan of villains. What happened to his face?
Yeah, it's like Tara Reid got caught on fire or something. And and then one other thing I wanted to mention.
Okay,
before we get to the news,
great. You're making a face that says I'm not going to like this.
Oh no, you'll be fine. Okay. I know, Mike, you and I talked about it. Dan, did you hear in Discord the Marat posted a slowed down version of Mike and I talking?
I did hear that, yeah.
I was kind of high while listening to this, and it was so funny. He picked the perfect clip. I'm actually going to play it here.
Harry Potter. It's really good. To come up with a fake. We're talking about Harry Potter.
We're gonna talk about Harry Potter.
Yeah, because you're gonna say the thing.
I love it so much. Thanks for making that, Marat. And if you want to hear that, oh no, I just played it. But also join the Discord because
you get
people
to hear his voice in it too.
Yeah.
Marat's
voice.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Yeah.
And then somebody else in the Discord said that they usually listen to the show on double speed, so when he hears us at normal speed, we sound drunk to him.
Oh, God. What do we talk really fast? So that when he hears it, it's going to sound even faster, and he's going to be like, oh, my God, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck it.
Suck it.
Let's find various ways to fuck over our audience. Okay, that's what I have.
Discord's great.
Hell yeah, join the Discord. It like keeps growing. It's awesome. Nudes.
Let's do the nudes. So... first of all, just a quick Aaron Salazar update.
Ooh.
So on the Facebook page, they posted videos from, I can't decide if it's a wedding or a quinceañera, but he is on the dance floor in a wheelchair, just dancing his ass off. And then there's another song where he's standing still. He can't go anywhere, but he's standing and swaying with a family member, and everybody's crying, and it's really cool. But his progress continues, and that it was a bright spot in my week to see that, you know, like, because so much of the news has been depressing about him, and this was just like look at him having a grand old time. It's fantastic.
Yeah, this is not like medical progress. It's like, but also he's going to his family's functions and dancing, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Keep on keeping on.
Go, Aaron.
Aaron Salazar.
Dance your ass off, unless you want a rim. Then keep your ass on, because you'll need that.
Let's see. So the on Sunday, Bosnians had their first LGBTQ pride parade in Sarajevo. There were several thousand people that marched, and they were protected by a major security operation. So there were anti-sniper units.
Anti-sniper?
Yeah. So some conservative Muslim groups had organized counter rallies and had threatened violence. And so, but they went forward, they persevered, they got a security detail together, and apparently it was actually really cool.
That's so brave. I mean, I always feel like I'm a brave human when I go like do something gay or go to like pride, but the people that start in any country or city where they are starting the very first pride and willing to take that risk, and that's, those people really impress me. Mm-hmm. They're the people that we need, and I don't think it's me. I don't think I'm that brave, but they're awesome and so important.
Yep, absolutely. I was, where I thought you were gonna go with that was like, you think you're awesome and brave when you go and do something gay, but like, it's not like might get shot brave.
No, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I guess that, I mean, that's a similar thing. Yeah. I'm like, oh, like there was a shooting at, oh, well, I guess there was a shooting at Pole, so there could be a shooting.
It's the United States. There's always a fucking shooting.
That's true. That's not news anymore.
Great. So let's see. DragCon was this week.
Oh, yeah. In Seattle.
RuPaul's DragCon in New York.
Wasn't there a drag something here?
There was PAX.
Oh, that's for what Labor I'm Day thinking. Weekend. What's PAX mean?
Penny Arcade Expo.
Wow. And wow, Penny Arcades need their own expo. Dan's saying no. Is that not?
PAX isn't. Oh, no, that's totally what it is. It's just not a, it's not really a Penny Arcade Expo
it's
anymore.
It's a celebration of gaming.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's card games and board games and video games and PC games and a lot of cosplay, and it's,
well, they might need to update their
it's
name.
It's basically Comic-Con.
Oh, is George Takei there? He seems like he's at all those. Okay, sorry, you were talking about DragCon.
So it was billed as the world's largest drag convention, held at the Jacob K. Javits Convention Center in Manhattan. And Elizabeth Warren made a virtual appearance. She had recorded a message to the conference. And
people that have appeared through virtual reality at events is like Prince, who was the one, like Lil Wayne, yeah, and Elizabeth Warren, like, yeah, these people. One of these is not like the other.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So she said, quote, I'm in this fight for an America that works for everyone, not just for a thinner and thinner slice at the top, which I thought was maybe going to be fat shaming. That's not where she was going with that. She said, I'm in this fight for full LGBTQ plus equality. We've got a lot of work to do to make sure that everyone is free to be who they are and to love who they love. She also pointed to the ongoing epidemic of violence against transgender people, particularly women of color. Quote, we need to call it out and we need to fight back. Everyone should be able to go to school, to work, to get healthcare, or just walk down the street without fear of discrimination or violence. Equal means equal, period. That's what I'm fighting for.
She also virtually showed up at a math conference at the same time. So she had to make it work for both. And she was like, equal is equal, everybody. There's no way around it.
The commutative property of transgenderism. No,
the transitive property, the trans property.
Come on now, that shit's funny.
Yes, I think so.
Thank you for outmathing me. I really liked,
yeah,
that
you're
a
welcome.
Whole bunch.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, thanks. I heart you, and I don't know if you're going to be the nominee, but doesn't matter. I'm going to vote for you because I'm not voting for that other fucker.
You mean you're going to vote for literally anyone, whoever the fuck it is.
Put a toaster on the ballot with a D next to its name. I am voting for Pop-Tarts. That's going to happen.
At one point, we all considered toasters very brave.
Then no, I'm too old for Brave Little Toaster.
Oh my God, I watched that so much with one of my friends who I now don't talk to anymore.
Oh, did it make you gay?
Yes.
Because a lot of the gays that I know that are your age, Brave Little Toaster's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, cool.
Last but
is
not
it
least.
Because toasters have two holes?
Mike and I are really both reflecting on this together.
I don't know what that means.
I've never fucked a toaster, if that's what you're asking.
Plus, if it only has two holes, it's an old toaster. Most toasters these days have like six holes because... America.
Yeah. More toast. Texas toast.
Give me more holes.
Speaking of holes.
Last but not
least. Oh, no. Okay.
Last but not least.
But that was such a good transition. Okay.
Wait. Not last, but.
Oh, damn.
Neither last nor least.
Okay.
So this is going to air on Thursday.
Yeah.
So you know what yesterday was?
What? Wednesday.
You said you'd never forget, Kyle.
September 11th. The Alamo. Whoa, no.
It's September 11th this week.
Yeah.
Which makes me happy for some weird reason.
What? That was really weird.
Thank you.
Why?
I don't know. I just... Yeah. 9/11.
No, you need to expand on 9/11 makes me happy. You can't just leave it at that.
So,
your sake.
It doesn't actually make me happy. Here's the thing. I came to the realization that this year is the 18th anniversary of 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like nobody's really talking about it. Like at some point, we stopped talking about it, and that makes me happy.
Mm.
Like
it's been far enough. It's like
it's just going to be Wednesday.
Death or divorce or yeah, like it's far enough away that you don't.
And maybe
you
know. That's because Shitbird has taken up all of the fucks that we could possibly give about things.
Yeah,
but like yeah 9/11 is going to come and go on Wednesday, and I don't know that we're going to care.
I mean, we did care recently about when Jon Stewart was like, "Yo, like,
oh yeah,
everyone,
the first responders thing,
yeah, let them keep." Getting the benefits they need to fucking live. Like you all are, this should be an easy bipartisan agreement that we like, it's in the past. It happened.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, I don't need to get into it, but yeah, we cared for a little bit back then.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Last Speaking but not, of, this, is, oh, okay. This is for sure the last.
Okay.
This is for sure the last one.
Okay.
Okay. I'm afraid you're going to scold me.
Okay.
Because yeah. Okay. So today, Sarah Palin and Todd Palin announced that they are getting a divorce.
Mm.
And the reason that's in the news for Gayish is because of the gay rumors that have dogged Todd Palin for years and years.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he's supposedly a big old Mo.
Allegedly.
I mean, in that family, we have no idea who even had the children, much less fathered them, right? Like,
really?
Yes. Sarah Palin's daughter, like, for sure had a baby. But before for sure had a baby, but they pretended Sarah Palin had the baby.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That family is fucked.
Wow.
And anyway, now he gets to be his gay old self. At least that's what I'm going to guess is going to happen.
Okay, so he's not coming out or anything. Oh, you're saying I'm scolding you for guessing that he's gay.
Correct.
Oh.
For reading into those rumors and giving them credence.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know that that's true. He may or may not be, and it doesn't help to try to assign that label to him when he hasn't assigned it to himself.
Yeah, he's kind of gay.
Great. Okay.
Speaking of kind of gay.
Speaking of... that is like a good... Yeah. Okay, rimming. Do you remember what it was like when PrEP came out?
I sure do. Yes, it was a big deal because everybody was like, now we don't have to worry about HIV/AIDS anymore, which is pretty huge for the community.
Yeah. Well, imagine that, but for STIs. Imagine a world where STIs are a thing of the past.
Everyone's been talking about DoxyPep, and that's because it's 90% effective at curbing STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. You don't want any of those. DoxyPep can make them not happen to you.
And DoxyPep from Shameless Care is one of the places you can get a hold of it. They are a top telemedicine provider with board-certified physicians across all 50 states with one mission, making DoxyPep accessible and affordable.
The process is hassle-free. Answer some medical questions on their HIPAA-compliant online platform, and one of their physicians will prescribe DoxyPep to you. Viola! It's shipped straight to your door in discreet packaging.
It is affordable, just $109 a year, and that covers your online evaluation, the medication, and the shipping.
So ready to rewrite your story? Ready to rediscover the joy of carefree intimacy? Visit shamelesscare.com/gayish and take control of your sexual health.
That's shamelesscare.com/gayish. Your liberation is waiting.
Your liberation. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Mike.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to do things like record an ad.
Boy, it sure does.
You have to think of a topic. You have to think of something witty to say.
Yeah.
It can be kind of draining sometimes.
Absolutely. And I like being drained, but not in this way.
Life can be draining with more social commitments after the winter. People expect that you're going to hang out, spend more time together, and that can, yeah, that can be draining.
Especially in Seattle when the sun starts coming out, and that's when all the people in the world come back asking for your time.
Yep.
I need better boundaries, I think.
Yeah. So therapy helps me process what my social life should look like and how I deal with my social battery, how I invest my time and my effort.
Yeah, me too. And it helps me get those boundaries that I was talking about, or at least remember to try to keep them.
Yep. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/gayish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gayish.
BetterHelp.com/gayish. Do it.
Do it.
Should I? What, should I dive in head first? Yeah. Or what? What do you want to do?
Sure. Yeah.
Wait.
Did you shower before we started this? Because that's
find
real important
out
to me. What brand of soap did you use? Is that like, it's something I was thinking about the other day. I was like, what's the best tasting soap?
Oh, well, okay. One of my friends actually like has this coffee flavored douche that you can use. And so I guess it tastes like,
does it wake you up?
Americanos? Or I don't know. Okay,
caramel macchiato douche.
That sounds great. That sounds really delicious.
Oh God.
Starbucks will soon be delivering coffee flavored.
Take a triple venti douche, anyways. Please.
Is rimming part of your typical sex play?
I figured that I would have a whole segment on just
your ass. Great. Okay.
Well, and the asses of others that I have enjoyed.
Your ass or someone's like you. Yeah. Okay, so then I'm just going to talk about everybody's asses.
Everybody.
So there is, I mean, it's interesting, like you said, speaking of gay things or whatever, there is like a stigma around anything involving a dude's butt that means it's gay, which, I mean, we've talked about anal sex, but this as well.
Yeah. I was reading an article, and I didn't put it in my stuff, which is why, that was a triple entendre, I think. There's an article that I didn't put in where they were talking about how butt play is feminizing, that like it started with this culture of like that's where the dicks go, so it's like a vagina, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. therefore it's feminine or mm-hmm. feminizing to allow yourself to be pleasured that way.
Yeah. Like, I mean, men are used to putting their dicks in things.
Yeah.
And so to have someone, whether it's a dick or a finger or a tongue, like putting something into your butt then makes it like I'm usually not the receiver of things.
Yeah, but it's never the person eating ass. Like you can eat all the ass you want and that's fine.
Wait,
it's,
no.
It's having your ass eaten makes you feminine.
Oh. Huh.
Go ahead. Say your things.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, part of it is I'm going to talk about as much as I could find about the numbers. But yeah, still, straight people just
get over straight yourself. People be fucking.
They are having way more anal sex than they used to. But mm-hmm. but dudes,
I do have an article about that.
Oh, okay. I'll just talk about my thing then. I'll really stay focused on what I'm about to tell you, which is this. First of all, I'll talk about gay and bi men. So this is from a study from the Netherlands. Okay. So I don't know, are Netherlanders more or less ass-centric?
Am I guessing?
Well, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. I'm just saying, like, if we think about them compared to us, when I give you the numbers, is that going to be more than the U.S. or less? Like, I would think, like, they would be, like, more ass-focused, like, more open to sexual things than Americans. So,
so German people do some crazy sex things. Like, that's just, like, Berlin mm-hmm. is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And part of the theory there is that as a society, they're so, like, efficient and repressed that that allows for this sort of underbelly to be really seedy.
Mm.
I have similar thoughts about the culture of the Netherlands that would lead me to believe that perhaps they are also freaks.
They'd be more down?
In a good way.
Yeah. Well, so this is from A World of Difference, the sexual health of LGBT people in the Netherlands, from the 2013 study published by Rutgers.
By the way, excellent use of the word Netherlander.
I didn't say that.
I think you did. Go ahead.
Oh, did I? Did I accidentally get something right?
Yeah.
Sweet. it's like on a test when you guess C for multiple choice. And then and it's true. Okay. Gay men, they did the breakdown between hookups versus stay partners, like how often people rim.
Yeah.
With a hookup, gay men said they rim 32% of them said they rim.
Okay.
Versus with the...
Ooh. I just realized, I don't know... Are there people listening that might not know what ribbing
is, or what rim jobs are? Yeah. Mike, go ahead and lay it on us.
Analingus, rim jobs, rimming.
Eating ass.
Eating ass. That's putting your mouth.
Wait, eating it. Tossing the salad.
That's different.
Salad tossing.
We're going to talk about why that's different.
Jesus. Wow. I'm figuring out all your topics.
Putting your mouth, lips, tongue on somebody's butthole. Or in somebody's butthole for sexual gratification purposes.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
Gay men, 42% during a hookup and 36% during a steady.
So not 42% of hookups, just
correct.
42% of gay men that hook up said that rimming is a thing that happens.
Yeah.
Great.
Which is interesting that it, like, goes down. Like, once you get into, it's, like, interesting that that's more a thing associated with a hookup than a regular partner, like, is that like a sexy hookup thing? And then when you're with your regular partner, you're like, you know, eat your own ass. I'm busy. I just had dinner. I don't know. It's interesting that it becomes less when you're in a steady partnership.
Yeah.
Do you have any theories on why?
No, I think you're dead on, actually. I think that like because we're talking about buttholes, we're talking about poop, and we should like be okay with saying that.
And
that means you likely, I mean, some people are into scat, but I think that that's a pretty small minority of people, but like you want to get all the poop gone.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah.
No poop.
Yep.
But that takes work, right? Like, bottoming is hard enough to, like, get clean and ready and prepared and all of that. Like, at least I take an extra level of care and precaution if I think that I'm going to have my ass eaten.
Oh, same. Like, it gives me anxiety of, like, it does not matter how clean I can work on it. It's just like, what if something happens?
Yeah.
Because it's like... At that point, not just a dick, it's like they're tasting it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't want ass surprises.
That's right.
For bisexual men, would you think it'd be more or less than gay men?
Oh, that's right. They exist. They're a thing. Okay. I'm going to guess more, actually.
Incorrect. It is less. Okay. For hookups, 22% of bisexual men said they incorporated it. And with steady partners... This is interesting. It's more. It's higher. 29% say it's part of their regular. So gay men, they do it less once they're in a relationship. Bi men do it more in a relationship.
Okay.
I wonder if, like...
I have a theory.
Go.
Do you want to hear my theory?
Yeah.
Lady buttholes have way less hair.
Oh, this is specifically these people having sex with men.
Oh. Then I pass.
I mean, I wonder if gay men... is like kind of a, it's a normal thing in the rotation. It's a normal tool in the sexual tool belt. Whereas with bi men, that might be less so of like, don't, are you into this or not? Or I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they do it less. So it is, you know, less, I don't know. And I wonder, like, then when you get into a steady partner, you're like, so your ass, how's my mouth feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And can we go ahead and get in there? Okay. Then I tried to find information about straight people.
Okay.
Which I couldn't find.
That surprises me. We know all the things about straight people.
We should.
There's a lot of them in the world.
There's so, I yeah, we, all of our studies are about fucking straight people. But in this article in Salon from 2015 by Callie Holloway called Ass is the New Pussy, Why Analingus is on the Rise.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am not fucking kidding you.
It's what? This article right here.
Yeah.
It's on my screen right
yeah,
now.
Wait, yeah, wait. Are you talking about that?
No, I just wanted to say the title because I think it's great. Ass is the New Pussy.
Ass is the New Pussy, which, I mean, that's part of the, like, that's actually probably speaks to, it reinforces why straight men might not do it if ass is the new pussy. Like, eat my pussy out? Like, that's not, straight dudes aren't going to say that to someone. Like, it's feminizing their ass.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the article is also just speaking to, it becomes less taboo. Things become less taboo. And talking about performing oral sex on a woman, performing oral sex on a vagina, but let's,
yeah,
a woman, it, like, because we're talking like pre-sexual revolution, was really taboo, not talked about, not done, not discussed. And then it became okay to talk about, and I, like, in the 60s, I think. And now it's starting to be okay to talk about butt play, at least in the straight world.
I do remember when vaginas were real big in the 60s.
At least the bushes were.
Okay, so what this article did say is that a 2012 Esquire poll of 500 men, not necessarily straight men, but...
Spell poll.
not straight men, but it is representative of the U.S., so mostly straight men,
yeah,
found that 12% secretly wished they were getting more analingus.
Receiving or giving?
Getting. Receiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I think it's on the rise, and more people are, like, learning about it, and straight people just fucking grow up. Just, you're an adult that has a delicious butt. Like, let someone let someone taste it. And then I couldn't find anything on lesbians, but the Wikipedia article about rimming, yes. I mean, it's called analingus. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But they just said lesbians do it less frequently. So I don't know what that means or anything, but they just, I don't know.
I mean, I have wondered in general, not just rimming, but like any kind of ass play at all. It makes more sense with men to me because of the prostate. Mm. Like there's a happy button in there. So it makes more sense to me. And I just keep wondering, like, ladies, what are you getting out of that when, like, you have another hole that's built for that purpose? And and I'm clearly wrong, because, like, women have and enjoy ass play all the time. Like,
yeah,
that's a thing that happens. It just, I had a hard time for a while, like, making that compute.
Yeah. I mean, do you have, like, your butt, like, any part of your body is, like, sensitive, and I think your butt has like a bunch of nerve endings in it, and
a whole,
like,
bunch.
Yeah, so like that's all of us, and you know, I like it when someone like licks my neck, like, you know, although there are a lot of places that feel good when you lick it.
Yep.
Those are the numbers. Butts by numbers.
Butt by numbers. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as anal ease. No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Okay.
It's murder by numbers. Yeah. The police? No.
Where?
I hurt you. Okay. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is that it's not necessarily the safest thing to do.
Oh, okay. I kind of figured you were going to talk about risks.
Because I'm nervous Nelly about everything.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think it's a good discussion to... Everyone should be aware of this. I feel like what I was saying about drugs earlier. Like, we should just all know the data and know... the risks.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're all going to do it anyway, we should be aware of it.
To sum up,
mm-hmm,
poop, which comes out of there,
mm-hmm.
is a real good way to get sick, no matter how it ends up inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting your mouth where the shit comes out. Mm-hmm. Like, there's inherent dangers involved in all of the human pathogens that are excreted through the fecal route. And so the fecal oral route...
This is the least sexy rimming has ever sounded.
I know, but... I know. So analingus, this is the Wikipedia article, by the way. Feel free to read the whole thing if you want to. Analingus has potential health risks arising from the oral contact with human feces. Diseases which may be transmitted by contact with feces include bacterial diseases, including shigellosis, which is bacillary dysentery, viral systemic diseases, including hep A, hep B, hep C, poliomyelitis, human papillomavirus, herpes simplex virus, parasites, including intestinal parasites and infections and inflammations, chlamydia infection, gastroenteritis, conjunctivitis, gonorrhea, lymphogranuloma venereum, and other sexually transmitted infections. Plus, if you eat somebody's ass and then immediately use your mouth on their genitals, then it can introduce E. coli to the urethra, leading to pretty serious, nasty urinary tract infections.
Isn't part of the, like, you're only talking about the poop part of this, but, like, if there's, like, something going on, like, STI-wise on the butt, like, there, even if there's no poop, can't you still pass
STIs? Well, no, so the thing here is, like, you know when there's an E. coli breakout and, like, some fucking person at Wendy's didn't wash their hands and now all the lettuce has shit on it?
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
You don't see pieces of poop. Like, it's microscopic amounts of human feces can still cause huge problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to be, like, in order to avoid that completely, you got to be real, real, real clean.
But I'm saying, like, even if you're perfectly clean... Can't you still pass along things like STIs?
Sure.
Like, if you have gonorrhea of the asshole, like...
Sure.
And someone eats it out, they could...
Sure.
Collect that into their mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
so
like...
There's risk beyond... Like, some people might hear, like, oh, there's all these fecal things, so you gotta clean up real good, and then you're good, but that's not the case.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Mike said them real fast, but he said gonorrhea, chlamydia, herpes. Yeah,
but specifically you were talking about there are risks if you ingest fecal matter.
Oh, yeah.
And you listed all that, I was going to say shit, which all that stuff. But even if all that, there's no fecal matter there, there's still some of those risks. That's the point I want to make.
There's a silver lining in this butthole.
Is it the prostate?
HIV AIDS is not believed to be easily transmitted through analingus.
Oh, good.
So
throw away your prep, everybody, and just eat ass all day.
Another recent study suggests a correlation between oral sex and throat cancer, and analingus is included in that. It's believed because of the transmission of HPV.
Is rimming considered oral sex?
Yeah.
I guess so, but I never, like, I think of oral sex as specifically being, like, blowjob or pussy licking.
Yeah. Add the butthole.
I guess, yeah, throw that in the mix. Like, but where do we draw the line, Mike? Is sucking on someone's finger oral sex?
No. I did get my toes sucked, and that was pretty interesting.
Yeah?
Mm.
I've done that once before. I had similar nerves of, like, hold on, let me... Real quick, take a bath.
Let me make sure my eagle talons are under control first.
I'm going to spend about 25 minutes really cleaning up everything before you get in there. But then again, some people don't want you to, so that's something I'm going to mention. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Just safe sex practices include thorough washing of the anal region before analingus to wash away most external fecal particles and reduce the risk of contraction of fecal-sourced infection.
Spell contraction.
Contraction?
Contraction? Yeah, I don't know if that was clear.
Is that when you, like, use a device to pull your vagina? You add some cunt traction?
No, I think it's like if you put in little mini speed bumps on your labia so you can really get some cunt traction.
So when it snows, you don't fall down?
Exactly. Slippery when wet. You need some... Okay.
Jesus Christ. Okay. An enema can also reduce the risk of direct fecal contact. A dental dam may also be used, which nobody does, but it's an option.
I was thinking about this because this is something that came up. And like with a blowjob, it seems like I'm not going to do it. You should blah, blah. But with asking, that might be like a, I don't know. I feel like I'd be more, I'm not, probably not going to realistically, but I feel like I'd be more, a little bit more likely to.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a lie. Never mind. Keep going. I just.
Also, avoid unprotected sex, which involves fellatio after anal. Mm-hmm. And ass to mouth is all over gay porn. And I get it. It's like, I understand the appeal, but that's actually a pretty risky behavior in terms of potential for health problems. Probably don't do it unless, I don't know, just, how about this, do it if you want to, just be aware that there is an increased risk there.
Yeah.
That it's not just a benign thing.
Can you like clean out your mouth in between?
This is particularly I think also worried about, like, when you get fucked and then turn around and blow the guy. That happens in porn a lot. Which, I'm too much of a germaphobe. I'm like, ew, change the channel. But I understand that, like, because I see so much of it in gay porn, it must be a thing that people are into.
Okay,
so,
there are two things that really frustrate me.
Okay, great.
If we're having, well, not we, in porn, when they're having, I mean, no, me too. I mean, never mind. Okay, when porn, when they're having unprotected sex, and, you know, they have to pull out so that everyone can be like, oh, look, I can see your cum, so you definitely did cum. When they don't stick it back in, I'm like, what's the point now? That's one thing.
You've wasted it.
It's just the point of this unprotected. Anyway. And then the second thing is when they don't let them suck it afterwards.
Oh.
Okay. I'm turned off when they don't do ass to mouth.
Interesting. Well. We already knew that we were very different people. Who knew that this would be the dividing line?
Like,
an ass divided cannot stand against itself. Or,
butt cheeks divided cannot ask to them. I don't know.
Also, of course, if there are wounds or open sores on the genitals or around the anus, that's bad news. Don't do that. Make sure that you don't have open sores on the mouth or bleeding gums. That increases risk.
Which is why you shouldn't brush your teeth.
Don't brush your teeth, wear floss, or undergo dental work.
See our episode called Oral.
Yep. Or eat crunchy foods like potato chips relatively soon before or after performing analingus, because that increases the risk of transmission. All of those, they cause small scratches on the insides of your lips and cheek and palate, and even though they're microscopic, they increases the chance of contracting sexually transmitted infections.
Yeah, ass is enough of a snack. You don't need to eat anything else that day.
That's it. Just, like, it's risky, and like a lot of things that are fun, know what those risks are and make good choices.
Yeah. Or not, you know, do what you want. I'm going to give you some rimming tips.
Give it to me.
Okay. So, this is from the article 21 Rimming Tips Everyone Should Know by Alexander Chevitz.
Wait, are you trying to fuck with that guy that listens to us on double speed again?
Oh no, I was just saying things like
say it again. Cause what I heard was 21 Rimming Tips.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you got it. 20. I just, the long titles of things I need to give credit, but then I don't really. Okay. 21 Rimming Tips Everyone Should Know by Alexander Chevis, a.k.a. Beastly.
Okay.
This is an article on The Advocate.
And he's real hot. You should go check out
the
article.
Oh, my God.
He
is real hot.
God.
I would let him give me his 21 Rimming Tips. Okay, I just narrowed down to the ones that I like the best and wanted to share.
Okay, great. No, that's fantastic.
Why did you laugh?
Just, they're all tips, but like, you've got your favorites.
Yeah.
Like, just amuses me.
Oh, okay.
Like, did you pick them up because of the things that people haven't done to you or that you haven't done to people, and so they're novel and therefore you're interested, or are these things that like you've experienced and you're like, yeah, that's fucking good?
Mixed bag. There's a lot of things going on here. It's just, you know, there are some gems and some jooms and joms that I picked.
Oh God. Okay. Go.
First, they make rimming lube.
Yeah.
Not as surprised as I want. Let me back up. They make rimming lube.
Yeah.
That. Should we do it one more time? Mike, they make rimming lube.
Well, okay, so
okay.
Wait.
What? No, thank you. Thank you. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. Okay.
So
fine, you're so knowledgeable, whatever.
No. But like when we get to the segment where I like tell people, show people all my shit. Yeah. I've used flavored lube before for the purpose of eating ass or having my ass eaten, and like, so it wouldn't surprise me that they would market something specifically for that, because like I've used that.
Wow. Okay, I had no idea. Okay,
it just wasn't marketed that way. It wasn't labeled rimming lube. It was like, it's just flavored lube, and like, use it.
Got it. Okay, we can't talk too much about this because this is Dan's topic for Patreon.
Guess who else makes rimming lube? Me.
Oh,
at home.
Recipe tips. This is like Better Homes and Gardens.
What's the alcohol people make in their bathtubs?
Moonshine.
This is like Dan's version of moonshine.
There's some in your refrigerator right now.
Wow.
Oh, that's what you said you had to put in. Oh my God. Okay. So we'll have to stop talking about that. But I just, okay. Apparently everyone else knows that, and I'm just the, not everyone wants a cleaned butt before rimming.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm going to have a real hard time with this.
Okay. Well, just so this should be something that should be discussed. You don't want any butt surprises. So some people, I mean, I don't know the numbers, but a lot of people will want it like totally clean. Some people want it natural, as in like if they're sweat or your normal butt aroma. by Chanel. Then some people like that. Other people, you mentioned
Chanel number two.
Bump, set, spike.
Oh my God. Well, that's going to do it for us. Everybody. I love that. Okay. Or some people even like.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't think Nicole Kidman, I don't think they're going to be able to lock her down for that ad spot. Yeah. I think we may have to go a little bit deeper into the bench. some people even like it specifically dirty. With so scat.
That's
poop.
Okay. This is definitely in that space of, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. If that's what you're into, whatever happens between consenting adults, fantastic. I will fight for your right to continue to do that. And sweet Jesus, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And so go ahead.
And we don't have to get it. And yeah, doesn't hurt anyone, but yeah.
Sounds absolutely like a great episode topic for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we could hear from a voice of someone that is into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me, just to be real clear.
Yeah, no, I do have an immediate negative reaction, but I'm the same way in that I need to like check my feeling of like, that's the same reaction straight people have towards gay sex sometimes, and that inability to say, I'm not into this, but do what you want to do and I support you. Like, that's what, so yeah.
That's what you should do, straight people.
Yeah, listen up. Are you still there, straight people? did you stop? Okay. Don't just lick the hole.
I agree.
And
don't just use the tip of your tongue. Oh, you're giving tips.
No, you can jump in. So there's like, the classic thing is like write the alphabet with your tongue, but the idea is like go around, like don't just be like, my tongue is a penis that's going to go in and back, in and out, in and out, in and out. So yeah, do different things. You can always explore down to the taint, which is very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And what Beastly said in this article is, when in doubt, take my boyfriend's advice, just make out with it like it's a mouth.
Wow.
Which I like that advice. I like that way of thinking about it. It kind of like takes all the other things, and it's like, you know how to make out, and you know you do different shit. You know you don't just like sit there and go long, 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 long.
Yeah. Well, and in a weird way, your O-ring is kind of like lips. I get that.
Your O-ring? Wow. Is that your Cheerio? Like, I've never heard anyone call it that.
Oh. It's, I mean,
do yeah. people?
It's a car. God, what is that from? Hold on. I think it's Austin Powers, maybe.
Huh. Another tip, use your stubble if you have it. Not everyone likes that, but some people do. Mm-hmm. So you can also use your breath.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Somebody on Discord was talking about that.
Oh, really?
That they like to, I think it was, I shouldn't say their name. They like to leave some saliva so that it's wet, and then mm-hmm. and then back up and blow to create like that cooling sensation, yeah. and then go back in.
Yeah.
So that's yeah.
And an advanced area, which in general, if you're a noob or even moderately experienced, don't use your teeth. Mm. But the advanced technique. This guy in the article didn't, he was just like, if you know what you're doing, you can use your teeth, but otherwise don't do it. So I had to like go, he didn't even like say what to do. So I like was, that just made me more curious of like, so the only thing I could find is slowly and gently drag your teeth over his anus. But never bite or nibble or anything. So Mike is making the face of how he would imagine doing that.
I just don't even know how I would get my teeth on there. Like,
you'd got to get in real deep. Like,
but then that's not like scraping across. That's
like a flamingo's more of a head nibble. In the dirt. It's like you got to just get in there.
Okay, I'm very confused by this.
I'm not an advanced butt eater, so I don't know. This is just what the internet told me, and it. So that's it.
Okay,
for mine.
So I would like to talk about the surprisingly controversial phrase "tossing salad."
Oh, okay.
First of all, there is quite the contention online about whether tossing salad is okay to use for straight people.
Hmm.
Now, the etymology of the term actually comes from prison.
Great.
As near as we can tell, it comes from prison, where the prison bitches, the newbies, would have to put jelly or salad dressing on the butthole of somebody higher up in the prison and eat their ass as part of
an initiation.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that is a sort of a humiliation or form of punishment, mm-hmm. but also very pleasurable for the person that was receiving it. So don't fuck it up. But anyway, that became called tossing salad. At some point, the gay community adopted that as their phrase. But the argument has been made that you can't toss a woman's salad.
Hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I just feel like it's to the point where it's synonymous. Like, I don't think of there as being a difference. And I think we've used it enough to just mean ass eating that, it means everything.
Yeah. The prescriptivist versus descriptivist linguistics, right?
Yep.
So there's also the contention that in order for it to be tossing salad, there has to be a substance involved.
Oh.
Flavored lube, jelly, yogurt.
Hair.
Salad dressing. Well, so, and another thing, it's possible, unproven, but possible, that the hair is the salad, and that's why you have to add something to it and toss it, you do with an actual salad.
Oh, and does that make my butt a bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or your butthole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My butthole is the vessel.
It's a buffet. So there's this two things, right? Like, there has to be something else involved. It's not just eating ass, but it's eating ass with a condiment. and then whether it's appropriate for straight couples to use that phrase to describe what they're doing.
I'm just picturing someone that's like, would you like ketchup or mustard? Like that? Like, what? I think it's gone beyond. Even if it started out as meaning you need a ranch dressing on.
Well, and then so I sort of wonder.
Hidden Valley. That's the Hidden Valley they've been talking about all this time.
Apparently, Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it entered the straight lexicon in a mid-90s HBO special documentary about prison life. In this particular episode, an inmate said that those who like to lick another's anus is tossing the salad. And after that show, it sort of entered the mainstream, and the argument can be made that's when it started morphing into its modern equivalent, which is just eating ass regardless of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think I agree with you. I have a hard time sometimes, like, you know me, I like words to have meaning that, like, it matters, but I also understand that language changes, and anyway. I wanted to read, oh, if I could find it. God, I loved it so much. So this is in The Straight Dope, which I've talked about before. It's one of my favorite things of all time ever, where they just talk about, they debunk things or explain things, and nothing is off limits. And it's been around since the 70s. Cecil Adams writes it.
Straight Dope is homophobic.
Great. Yep. but this is in the forum under their article, Why Do They Call It Tossing Salad? How the hell did they come up with tossing one's salad? Where did the term come from, and what relationship does it have with licking one's asshole? Next person. When tossing the salad, remember to stay away from the croutons. They don't taste so good. And the feta cheese, too. Next person. Apparently, because of the use of foodstuffs, such as peanut butter, syrup, and or jelly during the act. Next person. People put peanut butter, syrup, and or jelly in their salads? Next person. I would if my salad tasted like ass. I loved it.
Why don't we talk about our own experience?
Yeah, why don't we talk about our own experiences?
You sounded like you had some real specific uncomfortable thoughts about your experiences.
Well, so that was something that only my husband and I ever did. Mm-hmm. And
you don't do that with like hookups?
Or? Oh, I do now. I never had, so I'm sure it's because I was closeted homosexual. My wife wanted to put things in my butt, mm-hmm. and I never ever let her do that. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. she was even like, let's take a warm bath together, and then like I can explore it there because it'll be safe and clean because we're in the bath. And I was like, abso-fucking-lutely not. Mm-hmm. I was really militantly anti, and I'm sure that it was internalized because homophobia.
Butts are gay.
Yeah, butts are gay. And then when Trevor and I got together, it was like special occasion sex. like that's, it wasn't very often. And then at first I was like, I didn't want to receive it because I was like nervous about it. Am I clean enough? Is it like, what's that? Like, I can't smell my own butthole. I hope I hope things are okay. Like,
yeah.
So it was hard for me to get comfortable that way. And then, but similarly, I was afraid of going down there with him.
Yeah.
So we actually used, yogurt, like Yoplait. like lime or orange, I think, the first time. And I was like, yeah, this is great. He was having a grand old time. I was giving, I was eating his ass. Why is that so hard to say? And I was like, yeah, okay, this is great. This is working. And then I don't
think... You ate yogurt out of his ass?
Yeah.
That's just... I'm trying to think. Your butt is a bowl. Yes. Okay.
You can put chips and dip in there. Like whatever you need to do.
Super Bowl. Put out a
pretzels.
Spread.
But yeah, yeah. But then I don't think I ever let him eat my ass. I don't think that ever happened. I could be wrong.
He had to eat yogurt the old-fashioned way.
Exactly. And I think only a couple of people that aren't him have I ever done that to. But I have fairly recently started to get into having that done to me.
Mm.
And so this weekend, sweet Jesus, is fucking amazing.
I know. I'm not mad.
Yeah, I don't. I told the Discord server that I had like amazing sex, like some of the best sex of my whole life this last weekend, and Kyle got butthurt.
Because I didn't know. Discord shouldn't know before me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
But
nope.
But
yes.
But my phone.
Nope. If you have access to your phone, you have access to text me.
All right.
It's fine. Tell whoever you want, even if you don't like me anymore. Go on with your story.
Fine. Anyway, first of the cleanliness thing, right? Like, I was really nervous because when he was like, hey, come over.
Did you talk ass before? Was this part of the... Okay.
No.
You didn't have an ass plan.
So This is not the episode to have this conversation, and I've been working really hard at figuring out what my deal is when it comes to sex and why I don't enjoy it usually. I've really, like, my therapist is involved. Like, we need to talk about this at some point. That's not now. And part of my thing is it can't be animalistic. I can't just show up and fuck. Like, we need to hang out, make out a little bit, get to know each other. Like, if it's just like knock, 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 open the door, take your clothes off and fuck, that's not going to work for me. And I need to get right with that. But it's just not how I'm wired, and I'm good with that, actually. And the reason I'm good with that is because now twice I've had experiences that weren't that, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
And
I, even though that's not me, I want the, like, knock, 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 fuck, 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 bye. But I'm really glad that you, like, have figured that out about your, like, what you want, and then you can just, like, then that's easier to be like, yo, this is the only way this is going to happen, so.
So I had taken a shower at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ooh, we're getting the timeline.
and I was just hanging out here. I had plans this weekend, and then they fell through because my Jeep broke. So I was just, like, stuck here wondering what the fuck to do with my life. So I hopped on the apps, which is bad for me. I don't know why. I always end up feeling bad about myself instead of actually enjoying it. But this time was different, and it stands out because it's different. So it was about 4 o'clock, 4:30. So it'd been a little while, but not very long at all. He's like, come over and play video games. In that way that was like Netflix and chill. Like, I knew that it was going to be more than that, or hoped maybe that it was going to be more than that. But the expectation was, let's start with hanging out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I could guarantee that there would be at the very least a conversation when I arrived. And so then we hooked up, and it was magical and wonderful. And I can go into the reasons at some point. But one of the things that happened was that he said he wanted to eat my ass. And this boy's good at communicating. I also need that. I'm basically a chick. Like every move he checked in with me, like, this is what I want to do. Is that okay? And it was fucking fantastic. It's exactly what I need. Part of my whole, like, when the wheels fall off the bus, it's because I don't know what's going to happen, and I freak the fuck out.
Huh. That actually, like, when you said it like that, that fits in with me of, like, your, who you are as a person, like, outside of sex. Like, you, that's,
yeah,
you just like to know what's happening and have, like, yeah.
I'm good with whatever. Just tell me what the whatever is going to be, right?
Man, we're so different. I know you're supposed to, like, I know it's the right thing to, like, communicate and consent and all that good stuff. But, like, when someone is like, let's stop and have a conversation about what do we expect out of this? What do you? And I'm like, I'm expecting now to go home because I'm so unerect right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very different people.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I want to eat your ass. And so then there was a little momentary panic there of like, gosh, I took a shower 2 hours ago. I walked here, got maybe a little sweaty.
Yeah.
And I didn't necessarily like clean like with the idea that I was going to have my ass eaten.
Yeah.
And I took a chance and I was like, but I'm also not like dirty. Like I'm clean. I haven't pooped since I took a shower. Like I figured that it would likely be okay, so I like leaned in. It was amazing.
Wait, literally? Did you lean your ass into the thing?
Yeah, actually.
That's part of it.
And he was really good at it. And I don't think so. A couple of things that he did that I'd never experienced, at least not this way before, was like using not the tip of his tongue but the flat of his tongue, like the whole tongue. And then like
lick it like an ice cream cone.
Yeah. Yes. And then also like kind of going in there a little bit.
Oh,
like
the
tongue as a dick thing that you were talking about earlier. But like really gently, and as like he did a whole bunch of different things, and like that was one of them that was new and different. I'm a new man this week, I guess, Kyle. I don't know what's going on with me, but like it was fantastic. It was fantastic.
I'm happy except for the part where you didn't do the right things that I wanted you to afterwards, but I'm in general happy for you.
So, and then when we fucked the first time, and then we watched Archer, the episode where they have a Bob's Burgers crossover.
Oh, yeah.
and then we played video games for a while, and then we fucked again, and then the thunderstorm started, and then I came, like, part of the thing for me that I know you just said isn't how you roll was it wasn't just like, okay, fuck, we're done, get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we hung
Man,
out.
And that's so much time that you have to commit to it then, too. Like, just
it was lovely.
From tactically, it's like, you got to budget so much more time to, and like the percentage of fucking time. Anyway, no, that's good for you. That's awesome.
I think it's important that our listeners know that we did not pick, we picked the episode topic prior to Mike's sexual awakening this weekend.
So. Although Dan and I did strongly suggest he go out and get rimmed so that we could talk about it. And I feel like it just...
Although I was in San Francisco when you said that, and it was like, go to this random weird place and get your ass eaten, which is like...
Okay, Dan, that's Dan. I don't know the ass-eating bars or
the
whatever.
Atlas something?
I don't know.
What?
Atlas. It's like a private club.
For ass-eating?
You can. They have a bar, you can have drinks, but also... like lots of sex.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting that as Dan, but I was suggesting you find someone and be like, I have a study that I need to do.
This is for science.
This is really important. I'm going to talk about your ass.
I talked a whole bunch just now.
Yeah.
Do you want to say things?
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. I feel like it's the like It's not my favorite. I like and
giving
often,
or receiving or both.
Yeah, both. Okay. And I feel like when I receive, I do have to kind of like do a little bit of faking, like to kind of be like, oh yeah, like because they're into it, and like I want them to like get the like no one wants just to like fuck a dead fish. Like you want right. like. You know, so I'm fine.
The wet blanket bottom.
Wow, I've never heard that.
No.
Oh, that's also from The Brave Little Toaster. yeah, but like, so I feel like I try to like sound like I'm more into it than I am. It feels fine. Like I you can do that if you want to. I don't oft give, but every now and then I'll just, you know. Want a treat myself.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's I feel like it's just like not often a thing in my repertoire.
Do you remember the first time that you did either give or receive? Like
no.
did that doesn't stand out to you as a thing that was like
no.
Oh, this is momentous.
No.
No. Mm-mm. Okay. Great. Is it just cuz you have a terrible memory?
Yeah, but yeah, and I don't yeah, I probably don't remember any other first aside from like first time fucking someone in the ass and first time being fucked in the ass. Those are the big, like, momentous things. But, yeah, other than that, I don't know.
How about condiments? Have you used
no,
condiments?
No, I've never done any... That is all new to me. I've never put anything in there, including flavored lubes or, like, any of that.
Hmm.
No, so it might be something on my sexual bucket list.
Yeah. I recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did. That was not a ringing endorsement.
The thing I recommend about it is any like residual anxiety that I have that either of us, whoever is giving and receiving, that either of us are going to have like issues with cleanliness and that it's going to taste bad or smell bad, whatever you use,
that's going to be the predominant
taste. It's going to mask it.
Yeah.
And that lets me let go of some of my anxiety
it's
about
like
it.
The Febreze of ass play. It might still be there, but you're going to cover up that smell real good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I mostly would advocate for using it if there's any like anxiety about it. Like clean up as best you can. And then if you're still worried about it, use something that's going to overpower whatever you might worry is there.
Yeah. Another part of it is I have a lot of hair in my ass and some people like that and some people don't. So like that's shaving is too, I can't do that. I can't keep that up. It's just not, it's very difficult to navigate.
The Dans of the world are applauding.
It's just, it's too much it's hard to do on your own. And
have you waxed your butthole before?
No, because I've gotten other things waxed. Like I've gotten like my back waxed and my skin is so sensitive that it causes me to like, I just have like I bleed. I have, like, my back is just all bumps. Wow. And so it just, so yeah, no, I've never gotten to an even more sensitive area to get waxed because I was like, no, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't either. I know that there are places that for men, they will do what they call the sack and crack.
Yes, yes. And back, sack, and crack. That's the... But some people... I've said in the past, I have a lot of shame around my body hair, and it's, like, very uncomfortable to me. So, you know, that's...
How do you,
like,
feel about body hair on other people?
Fine. I don't think... I used to... That didn't make for good fodder.
Once more, but convincing.
In the past, I have preferred no or limited body hair. But I think as I've, like, the same reason that I've, like, been okay, like, gotten into beards and, like, more and more, like, more into and okay with, not just okay with, like, or fine with, and don't have a preference around body hair.
I was hanging out with a straight guy this weekend accidentally at the bar.
I hung out with a straight guy.
Well, after I had my hookup, I was hungry. So I went to my local bar here and had some food and ran into somebody that I know there, and he's straight. But through our conversation, man, gay guys, if you can get yourself comfortable and just, like, hang out with a straight guy you barely know, but also be comfortable, like, if he's clearly an ally and you can, like, talk about shit, it's really rewarding. Anyway, at one point he said, yeah, I'm 1/32nd Cherokee, so I'm basically a SEAL from the neck down. Because, like, that's a stereotype Native Americans, like, not a lot of body hair going on.
Yeah.
Or Asians, for that matter.
Yeah. I wish I had that, but I don't.
It's interesting. There's so many guys out there that are super into it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me that you wouldn't let that in. Like, I understand you're attuned however you're attuned, right? Like, you have your things, and even a rational argument against them doesn't make them go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, there are a lot of people, like, the thing that you have the most anxiety about would be, like, the most attractive thing about you to some guys, and it's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. And something else I don't like being for hookups, mostly bottom, is that I don't like that I'm so tall and everyone assumes I'm a top. But again, like, I've heard a lot of people being like, that's, like, I'm into that, like, tall bottoms, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I have a thing for bottoms with a big old dick. Like,
oh yeah,
grab onto it, use it like a handle.
What's that called? The rusty trombone. While you're eating their ass, you're jerking them off through under their legs, so it looks like you're playing a trombone. Yeah. So, in summary,
to sum up,
eat ass, pray ass, love ass.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Break.
Stay away from my butt.
Ass break.
This is the part where Mike and Kyle take a break.
Wait, so are we back?
We're back. You genuinely seem to ask that. Wait, are we back?
are we back door?
Are we? We're going to do our gayest and straightest.
We're going to do our gayest and straightest, but first.
But we're going to do it, but first. We are up to 300 reviews on iTunes, which is awesome. Thank you so much for everyone that rated us.
Don't care.
You see, you do. You need to care. We are still at a 4.5, which is good. That's good. That's a passing grade. So I appreciate that. But if anyone else hasn't rated and wants to help us out.
The three R's, bitches, we haven't talked about in a long time. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Yep, it really helps us. Okay.
Our website is gayishpodcast.com.
We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Your mom.
We're on your mom, in your mom, around your mom. At gayishpodcast/gayishpodcast.
Our hotline. You can send us text messages or leave us voicemails is 5855-GAYISH. That's 585-542-9474. Standard rates apply. Ooh, I almost fucked that up.
You walked up to a cliff and almost fell and then got... Okay.
Well, I had this image of, like, somebody leaving us a voicemail and then, like, rimming the receiver with their tongue. Like,
And our email is gayishpodcast@gmail.com. Also, I don't know why I'm the one remembering this. Just a reminder that we put out a request for Mike and Kyle/fiction. So If you haven't heard of that, like I hadn't, that means fictional stories where they hook up.
The contest ends September 30th, so send it to gayishpodcast@gmail.com.
Do they get anything if they win?
There's going to be a surprise.
Oh, a surprise for... Okay, I'm going to out you, Mike. You said that and then did not speak and just like shrugged and like, I actually have no idea what, but you said it so convincingly. I thought you had it planned out. Sorry to call you out. We don't actually know what we're doing most times, and this is one of those.
If we're outing people, the mm-hmm. listeners need to know.
We're out
drinking a beer earlier.
Oh,
that's true. Who are you and what have you done with Kyle? You drank a PBR. You requested a PBR.
It's a
there's good... wine in the fridge. There's
oh, there
pink
is?
Wine in the fridge.
There's, it's not pink, it's white.
Oh, I thought it was pink.
That's a good way to help ensure I only drink one drink because I'm not going to want another one. Like, it's a good... anyway, but yeah.
You're rimming yourself.
I'm rimming myself. I'm rimming myself. Okay, gayest and straightest.
Let's do our gayest and straightest.
I'll go first.
Great.
So I've been thinking a lot about, ever since Jake Leon Guerrero said it on our People of Color episode, mm-hmm. Oftentimes the gay stereotype is something more feminine, the straight stereotype is more masculine, and that's just part of, that's inherent to the stereotype, so that happens a lot. This is one, and I like also showing the variance of that. So... this is like one of those. My gayest thing is going archery shooting. Shooting archery bows. Shooting bow and arrows. Throwing arrows with an archery.
Bowing.
I don't know.
You crashed a plane.
Oh, got it. Because I didn't tell the pilots about the new nubbin or whatever. So I went there on a date. I wore my Britney Spears shirt. And so it was like a very, like, I felt very homosexual there while I was like shooting.
Your nails were painted.
My nails were painted kind of shittily, but it just felt like I am a gay dude who can do some shooting of things. And that's cool. And it was a lot of fun. My straightest thing. Mm-hmm. Is me and our favorite fag stag, Doug Ankoviak.
Yeah.
We, after work one day, went to this cute little dessert shop and got some, like, I got this, like, Nutella
of course
chocolate thing, little, like, in the shape of a heart. And it was, like, this amazingly designed place. It was, like, so adorable. And we sat down and, like, but it was my straightest moment because, like, you know, hanging out with my straight bro, eating some dessert together.
Great.
Yeah. What about you?
What about me? The strangest thing about me this week, I was down in San Francisco for work most of last week, and we did this team event at an indoor go-kart racing thing, and you put me behind the wheel of a go-kart. I was fucking maniac. I was like, I'm going to crash into all you fuckers. Fuck you. Look at my dick. Like, I was a straight bro out for blood.
I can see that.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Did you win?
No. I got second the first race, and then... I did not say this to anybody on my team, but it was all the fat guys that won, and I think it's because they're heavier and made the go-kart slip less as it was going around the curves.
Oh, interesting.
It made the tires more grippy. Like, the top five people were all big dudes, and they won in order of their weight. Like... at least visibly.
Interesting.
Anyway, yeah. Then the gayest thing about me this week, at this team event, so I've garnered a reputation for myself as somebody who always speaks for diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And
good for you.
I like vocally call people out. If it's a small group, I'll call people out. This was like all of the engineers in my organization. So it's like 60 engineers. They're talking about database replication schemes, and they're talking about the master-slave arrangement that they have for the way that they are currently doing it. And they were just, they said master-slave over and over and over again. And I stood up and I queened out on them. I was like, stop saying slave. That hasn't been a technical term for the last 40 years. There are many other words in the English language that actually describe what's happening more effectively than that word. don't use that word. Thanks. And then I moved on to my next thing. But like, also not a single black person in the room. Like, my gay ass was the diversity in that room, if you didn't count the people from India and Pakistan. Like, yeah. Anyway.
How was that received?
I had multiple, so a couple of people clapped when I said it, and then like I had four or five people afterwards come privately and say thanks for saying something and keeping us honest.
Nice.
I only had one person that was like, but it's a technical term. So then I got to reiterate, it was a technical term 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, the industry has moved on. Maybe you should too.
Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. So we were on the Plant Daddy podcast, a local Seattle podcast about plants.
Yeah. And the gay dudes that grow them.
Yep.
I don't know if you're allowed to say grow. I don't know if they're like very plant sensitive, that the gay dudes that are friends with them and cohabitating with them.
The plants that they planted.
The plants that they planted or purchased, that were adopted.
But listen to episode 12, where we're on and we mostly just got high.
Again. Yeah. And I talked about how I suck at plants. So, yeah, check it out.
That's it. A special thank you to Mr. Palin for finally getting to live his truth.
Being single.
That might mean just not being with that bitch no more.
That's true. All right. But the way you said it. And thank you to Beastly for giving very important tips for all of us and giving me some great sexual fantasies about you.
And thank you to that boy who made me see God with his tongue this weekend.
And thanks to all of your asses.
Yes.
They do important work.
That's it. This has been Gayish. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz. Until next week, be butch, be fabulous, be you. See your ass next week.
Remember to listen.
Listen to the whole episode.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.